Lesson 8, Living Righteously in a Wicked World, Genesis chapters 13 through 14 and chapters 18 through 19. Study the following scriptures. A. Genesis chapter 13. After living in Egypt for a time, Abraham and his family return to Canaan. Abraham settles in Hebron, and his nephew Lot settles near Sodom. B. Genesis chapter 14, verses 1 through 2, and verses 8 through 24. Lot is taken captive and is rescued by Abraham. Chapter 14, verses 1 through 2, and verses 8 through 16. Abraham pays tithes to Melchizedek and refuses to accept the spoils of war from the king of Sodom. Chapter 14, verses 17 through 24. C. Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 through 33, chapter 19, verses 1 through 29. The Lord says that He will destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of the people's wickedness. Chapter 18, verses 16 through 22. Abraham pleads with the Lord to spare the cities if he can find righteous people living there. Chapter 18, verses 23 through 33. Lot and his family are commanded to leave Sodom. Chapter 19, verses 1 through 23. The Lord destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. Chapter 19, verses 24 through 29. At first, Lot lived in the cities of the plain outside Sodom, but he pitched his tent towards Sodom. Genesis chapter 13, verse 12. Later, he lived in the city of Sodom itself. Genesis chapter 14, verse 12. What things might we do that are the spiritual equivalent of pitching our tents towards Sodom? What did Abraham ask when he learned that the Lord was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? See Genesis chapter 18, verses 23 through 32. What do we learn from the fact that the Lord would spare the cities if righteous people could be found in them? Additional reading, Genesis chapter 12, Joseph Smith translation, Genesis chapter 14, verses 25 through 40, and chapter 19, verses 9 through 15. End of Lesson 8, Living Righteously in a Wicked World.